I'm Danny Purrington, the oldie photographer who's been in the allotment biz for 8 years.
And I'm Molly Goodspeed, the newbie photographer who's just entered the photography industry.
And you're listening to the Photography Business Podcast,
a show where we chat about all things photography, running a business, faith, and refining your skills to be the best in your business.
We feature industry experts to come and share their knowledge,
as well as have fun chatting through photo business strategies from a newer and older perspective.
We're so stoked you're here, and we can't wait to dive into today's topic.
So without further ado, let's get it rolling. Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for joining today. Welcome to the Photography Business Podcast. My name is Molly Goodspeed, and I'm the temporary host for this podcast. I am just so excited to be here. If you haven't already heard, I'm going to be here representing Danny as she's on a temporary leave. And I truly believe what this podcast is doing. I love what Danny has done with it, how she has educated so many photographers out there, and how she has just brought faith and community and the aspects of business into one podcast for all those who love capturing photos. And so I am really just joyful and excited to be here with you guys. And today we have a really fun episode for you. We're going to be talking about a few things. First, I'm going to tell you my story and how I got here and how I became a photographer. And then we're going to talk about the importance of inquiries and how an inquiry can change the trajectory of your business and how to take care of them as they flood in, or maybe you're not getting as many inquiries as you would like. And we're going to talk about that and how you can change that. And then the last thing we're going to go over today is overcoming imposter syndrome. Overcoming imposter syndrome. Photography has so much to do with your mindset and what you believe about yourself. And so we're going to discuss that a little bit today. And hopefully you leave encouraged and you leave challenged also. So my name, like I said, is Molly Goodspeed. I'm a photographer here in Fort Worth, Texas. I grew up in Amarillo, Texas. Shout out Amarillo. Amarillo is a really small town. Most of you probably haven't heard of Amarillo. Some people who have heard of it, they're like singing the George Strait song. It's called Amarillo by Morning. But anyways, I grew up there, and I grew up in the church. Faith is so, so important to me. I'm a Christian, and I believe in Jesus, and that is the most important thing in my life. And you'll be hearing a lot about that and how it plays into photography and how it has changed my business. I grew up in Amarillo. I went to college in Abilene at a small private university called Abilene Christian. And that is kind of where my photography journey began. But I will say, when I was in high school, I was in a photography class, and that kind of sparked this interest in photography. I got to learn what it was like to shoot in different lightings. And I remember my photography teacher, she took us on like a little field trip, and she took us around town and took us in different lightings and had different models and different ways to shoot. And that really started my photography journey. I bought a crop frame camera. I think I got it for Christmas, actually. A little crop frame. I think it was a Canon. And I took it everywhere with me. Everywhere. And I made my friends model for me. I took them to Cadillac Ranch, which is like, it's kind of like a art exhibit. And this guy, he basically buried these Cadillacs into the ground. I'm sure most of you have seen it, but people go out there and they spray paint and they take pictures. And so I took all my friends out there and I made them stand by the cars, and I had to get the moon into the picture. And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. And looking back, they're like the worst, most ugly photos. But that's where we all started, right? Like, we all had to start somewhere. And when I got to college, it kind of changed for me, because I realized I love photography and I loved capturing images and landscapes and nature and people. But I didn't have a professional camera, and I knew that it would be a game changer to get one. And I had some student loans that I pulled out. And with the student loans, like, if you have extra money with your loan, they write you a check. And so whatever money doesn't go to the school, they write you a check for. And so I got this big check, and I was like, okay, I know I'm crazy, but if I bought a real professional camera and I figured it out, I researched it and I learned how to shoot manual and I learned all the buttons and I learned everything that I possibly could about this, then I could start taking pictures of people and them actually pay me. Like, I had this epiphany, like, oh my goodness, I could help pay for my student loans by starting a business on the side. And so that's where it all began. I was literally crazy for doing that, and I don't recommend anyone doing that, but I used my leftover student loan money to buy my first full frame camera, and I think I bought a 50 millimeter lens. And so I bought this camera, I took it with me. I bought it also because I was studying abroad in Oxford, England. That was amazing. And I wanted a really great camera to take with me while I travel. And so during that time, my whole goal was to figure out, like I said, all the ins and outs of my camera. And so I did. I learned everything about it. I took it with me. I took beautiful photos in Italy and Switzerland and all these places that we went, which was literally crazy. And then I came back and I was like, okay, now's the time. Now I'm going to actually charge people for money to take photos. And y'all, it felt like it was going to be the end of the world to ask people for money to take photos. I'm sure that most of y'all can relate, but I was so scared and so nervous. And then it ended up being fine. Like, people loved their photos and they paid me and everything. And I started up this little side hustle. And so that's how my business started. I continued to take photos and I got my first wedding when I think I was a senior in college. One of my friends asked me to take their wedding photos for like $500 or something crazy, not much at all. But I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And so I did it, and that's kind of where things went from there. I started getting more inquiries and trying to gain more experience in second shooting. And I learned a lot from my cousin, who is a photographer. She kind of took me under her wing, and she taught me how to take photos and how to get the right skin tones and all the things. And she's been a really great mentor throughout my photography business. And so I owe a lot to her. She's amazing. I'm just excited to be here. And I'll tell you what's been happening in the past few years of my life. The past 2 years, I've worked as a student pastor, actually. I've been working in ministry, and I have loved it. It has been a really cool experience. And I've worked primarily with middle schoolers and high schoolers, and I've been able to teach and do ministry, which has been amazing. And all the while, I've been doing photography on the side. So really, I've had two full-time jobs the past 2 years, and it's been a lot, and a little bit overwhelming. And just a few months ago, this is very, very recent, y'all, I decided that, man, my business, I could see it. Like, it was capping. Like, I couldn't bring in any more clients. I was really overworking. I wasn't resting. And I realized, I was like, my business is not going to grow until I put more time into it. And so I decided to quit my job, even though I loved it and it was amazing and everyone around me was amazing. I decided to quit my job and to pursue this full-time photography thing. So for anyone who is part-time or anyone who is wanting to jump into the full-time thing, it's tough and it's tricky and it's hard to know when to do it and when's the right time. But I would love to talk about that another time and dive a little bit deeper. Because today, I want to talk about really the reason why I think I was able to jump to the full-time thing, and it's because of inquiries. And inquiries are so, so, so important. They are the first impression that we give. They are the reason that we have clients, like people finding us, reaching out. This is the reason why we are able to do what we do. And so getting this right has really flipped my business. I actually had a sales job for a very short amount of time after college. And the whole job was, I worked at a tutoring company and I got commission for everyone who signed up for the tutoring company. So my job was to talk to them on the phone, try to convince them, tell them my why, tell them why they should sign up for this tutoring company. And then if they didn't sign up, to continue to respond and text them. Like, there was a whole process that we followed to essentially get people to sign up for this tutoring company. And I learned so much from that job because it's really helped me in my perspective on inquiries. The cool part about inquiries are people are inquiring with you because they like your photos. Like, think about that for a second. They are asking you about your photos because they love your work. They've seen it somewhere. Someone has referred them to you. And so you already have the upper hand. And now what you have to do is show them where you shine. Like, I want you to ask yourself for a moment, where do I shine in my business? Like, where do I sparkle? What are the things that I'm good at? And once you figure out the things that you're good at, those are the things that you should highlight in your business, in your phone calls, in your website, in your Instagram. Like, those are the things that you should be highlighting. And then also evaluate, man, what are the things that I am just not good at, or I don't like to do those things? For me, it's like all of the businessy things, like taxes and creating my LLC was a nightmare. I hated doing that and it was a whole thing, but I am just not very great at those things. I'm not very good at numbers. I'm not very good at tracking my expenses. But where I shine is when I am on a phone call with a potential bride. I love it. Like, I love telling her about why I do what I do. And I love getting to know couples and figuring out what they want for their wedding day. And that's where I shine. And so I use that to highlight how I'm unique from other photographers and how them booking me will actually solve the problems and solve the things that they are looking for on their wedding day. Maybe they're looking for a stress-free wedding day. Well, I have one package, and this is kind of unique and something that I actually learned to do, I think, from one of Danny's podcasts, but I have an unlimited time on my wedding day. I think she had a guest on who talked about this, but it's an all-inclusive dream package. And that has been really beneficial for my business because it's pretty unique. And honestly, most of the time, I'm only there for 8 to max 10 hours a day anyways. And so I get to solve that bride's issue because I'm telling her, hey, don't be stressed. You don't have to stress about the amount of time that you have me for. You get unlimited hours. And so that's one way that you can really change your business and transform it, is by focusing on inquiries and focusing on the ways that you are responding to them. Something else that I do that I also learned from Danny is I send videos. So I make a personal video. Anytime I get an inquiry, I, like, as soon as I have the moment, which I know, you know, we all need to rest, we need to set boundaries and expectations for people and for our clients and, you know, be with our families when we need to be. But besides those times, when I have the first chance I get, I sit down, I make an iPhone video. It's nothing special. I'm not a videographer. It's nothing crazy. And I sit down and let's say the bride's name is Sally. And I sit down and I say, Sally, thank you so, so much for inquiring. I am so excited that you reached out. My name is Molly. I introduce myself, tell them more about me, and then I say, hey, I would love to sit down with you to go through my package. And at this point, they've received all my pricing and all the information that they need to in writing. And I say, I would love to meet with you over FaceTime or at least a phone call to tell you more about my package and some ways that you can save. And then I always end on a question in an email or even a text and the video. I always end it with, do you have 15 minutes this week to sit down and go over it? And y'all, it works like 99% of the time. I'm not kidding. They love these personal videos because it is. It's so personal and it doesn't feel like they're inquiring with a robot or with an email. It makes it just feel that much more real. And they have so many different people that they're inquiring with, so many different vendors to go through. And all they want is for someone to sit down with them, to be personal, and to actually acknowledge how special their day is. And so that's something that I've really tried to do. And I think it's made a huge impact in the past year. And I believe it's one of the biggest reasons that I've been able to go full time. And I just want to mention too, like, y'all, I just went full time. So I am still learning. I'm growing. I am like a sponge right now. I'm trying to soak in every single piece of advice that I possibly can. And like I mentioned earlier, like, I know the things that I'm not good at and I acknowledge them and I evaluate them. But then what I do is I try to find as many resources that I can to basically teach me in those areas and to grow me in those areas. And then I use the things that I'm good at to highlight why my business is unique and special. And I think that's been really, really helpful, is just to have a coachable and humble attitude. And I've watched other photographers go before me just in humility and continuing to have a coachable spirit. And that has been really helpful for them and really rewarding. And the last thing that I want to end on is talking about imposter syndrome. Like I said a million times, I just went into full time. And so overcoming imposter syndrome has been one of the biggest things that I've had to go through in the past few weeks. And it's been kind of weird because it's like, oh man, like, I've been part-time, like, I kind of feel like a faker. And I just got into this community group with other full-time photographers in my area, which has been really amazing and very helpful. But I just kind of have felt like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know as much as they know, or they're really good at that. And comparison, it can just come in and it can steal a lot of joy in your life. It can really hurt you and hurt your mindset. And so overcoming imposter syndrome has been really important for me. And I know that for me, overcoming that, it goes back to my faith and to what I believe. And I believe that scripture, it says that we are chosen, that we are loved, that we are accepted, that we're adopted, that we are a daughter and a son of the King of the Most High. And that is what I have to believe. And that's what I have to focus on and what I root myself in. Because really, at the end of the day, like, our photography business, even though it is so, so important to us and we love it and we're passionate about it, it's not what life is about. Like, life is about, I believe, glorifying Jesus. And I believe it's telling other people and loving other people where they're at, no matter what they're going through, and being with family and friends. And overall, like, it's just about love and glorifying God in all that we do. And so when I am struggling with imposter syndrome, when I'm struggling to believe that I'm a good photographer and that I deserve to be where I'm at, I go back to the root and I go back to my faith, and I believe that that is the reason why I'm able to be confident. It's because I have a confidence in who my Savior is. So yeah, that's a little bit of encouragement and a little bit more about me. Y'all, this is going to be so fun. And I am just so excited and hopeful for what this is going to look like. And I'm excited to see us come together as a community and for our businesses to be transformed and for us to talk about what it means to have faith and to have business and to how to run a business in all the craziness. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am so excited to be here and to be hosting with you guys and to learn alongside you guys. I'm learning just as much as you are. And yeah, we have some exciting guests coming soon. So I hope that you tune in next Wednesday. See y'all next week. Last thing, thank you so much for listening today. Make sure to rate our podcast. That would be so helpful to continue to create amazing episodes for you. Also, get involved in our community. Get in our Facebook group. It's in the show notes below. And also follow us on Instagram at Photo Business Podcast. We would love for you guys to have access to resources and also to get updates about more episodes coming up soon. Tune in next week for an episode with me and Danny about goal setting for your photography business. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.